Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. Each week, you'll learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness and explore the deeper knowledge within. Welcome home. Now here's your host, Dr. Kelly Neff.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Kelly Neff, and you are listening to Lucid Planet Radio on Transformation Talk Radio, CRN Digital Talk, and WBLQ 1230 AM, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and New York. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience some healing, inspiration, and knowledge. Every week on the show, we have some of the most gifted guests helping you to become the greatest version of yourself. And remember, you can find out more at thelucidplanet.com. Stream all of our podcasts for free on lucidplanetradio.com, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Spreaker, Stitcher, SoundCloud, etc. Just search for Lucid Planet Radio. You can also connect with me on Facebook and Twitter, The Lucid Planet with Dr. Kelly, and follow my brand new Instagram where you can check out all the strange happenings from my weird and wonderful life. Woo! I have to talk about the election before we get started. It's finally over, and that in of itself, I'm giving some golf claps because seeing the division and the hate and the fear and all of the intense emotions that it was bringing up bothered me. And this is a democracy, and so we're entitled to disagree. And many people are pretty, I'm pretty surprised by the outcome. And I think many people are quite upset. And many people I know, and maybe, you know, we kind of live in this bubble to a certain extent. I just want to quickly address this. And what I want to say to our listeners out there is that no matter who the president is, it does not change who we are, how we live our lives, and how we treat other people. Do not buy into fear. Do not allow this to take away your personal power. Do not hide and closet yourself and live with anxiety. Do not give away your personal sovereignty or happiness, no matter who is in your government. And every single election I have ever witnessed in my semi-short life, people always freak out if the person that they voted for doesn't get elected. But then in the end, very little changes anyway. So this is not the end of the world. And I don't see anybody gloating either. I think we can all agree that this was really tough on the country, and that as a nation, we need to really rise up together and to understand each other more and overcome the division that this like brutal 2 years of election campaigning has caused. Focus on our love for ourselves, our love for each other, our love for the planet. And we can do that no matter who is in power. So if you're stressing today, just smile and remember, you are awesome. And no government official or whatever will ever take that away from you. So that's what I have to say about the election. Sorry for the rant. And I think that's a great segue into today's topic because we're talking about some really relevant issues today, the healing journey and transformation, and also kind of business ethics and how to be a good leader. And, you know, there's this standoff with the water protectors and military police at Standing Rock. It's a really interesting time to talk about indigenous rights and humanity's use and abuse of the planet, as well as we now have a businessman who will be our next president. So I feel like this is a really great time to have my guest on the show. His name is Kevin Hancock, and his iconoclastic memoir, Not for Sale, Finding Center in the Land of Crazy Horse, is really an incredible story. Essentially, after seeing his lumber business plummet with the 2007 crash and developing a rare neurological disorder called spasmodic dysmorphia, which caused him to lose his voice, an astrological reading and also his intuition sent him on a spirit journey to the Lakota Reservation in Pine Ridge, South Dakota. And in his book and today on the show, he's going to hopefully talk about the lessons he learned at Pine Ridge that altered the course of his life and his leadership style, and really his whole sense of identity. And this journey has been featured in the New York Times, and it's got really great reviews. A little bit about Kevin very quickly. He is the president of the Hancock Lumber Company, which was established in 1848, operating 10 retail stores and 3 sawmills that are led by 460 employees. The company has consistently been voted a multi-year recipient of the best place to work in Maine, which is really cool, and also past recipient of the Maine Family Business of the Year Award and the Governor's Award for Business Excellence. So we're kind of fusing indigenous rights and business ethics and leadership and all these topics today. And I'm really excited to get started. So let's please welcome Kevin Hancock to the show. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Kelly, I'm great. How are you? And thanks for having me.
I'm wonderful. It's great to have you on. Like I said, where everyone's kind of reeling from this election and, you know, feeling this cognitive dissonance that it's finally over, I think. How are you feeling about it all?
Yeah, well, I love what you said, and it ties so directly to the discussion today and my book and story, like you said. I mean, the essence of my book and my journey is that power and truth is internal, not external, which is exactly what you just said. And it's a really healthy time to remind people of that. You know, for me, I think government's important. It's obviously important, but I don't think it's as important as we've made it. What happens on an individual soul's level is what drives the planet forward.
Absolutely. Well, and I think that's why the Standing Rock kind of crisis, the clash between the police and corporate interests and the indigenous people protecting their sacred land, it's a really interesting time for that to be happening as well. These people, do you see them kind of like standing up for that power and truth, even in the face of the corporatocracy? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And I think it's a really important subject for people to pay attention to for Native peoples and non-Native peoples. And I think anytime there's kind of crisis and chaos and a lot going on, it's a really important time to think too, you know. So there's big parts of what they're doing that make me really, really happy, the way the different tribes are coming together like they have not done before. I love that. The way Native peoples involved in that protest are expressing their voice, speaking with their true voice. I love that. And then there are some other sides of it that it's not for me to judge, but I have a bit more. I have some concerns as well about some of it for Indian country. But it's really important. And overall, I'm glad they're together and I'm glad they're thinking and I'm glad they're speaking out and I'm glad they're, you know, they're following their own voice, which is something Indian communities have, you know, really been discouraged from doing for generations. So to see that kind of blossom, that's the best part to me.
I agree. And you have some really interesting perspective on this topic and about the indigenous communities. As someone who is an outsider who came there to learn and to find healing, how did you end up at the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in South Dakota?
Yeah, that's a great question. The first sentence of my book, I was standing all alone for the first time at the Wounded Knee Massacre site on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in the southwest corner of South Dakota, me, a lumber executive from Maine, when an old jewelry maker pulled up and said, "What brings you here?" And she had a grand smile, and I reciprocated, and I said, "That's a great question." The short story is that I was seeking for my voice on an external basis, but bigger. Internally, I had acquired that voice disorder that you referenced, spasmodic dysphonia. And by 2012, the economy had stabilized and I could see our company was going to be fine. And I had this growing feeling, Kelly, that I tried to resist but couldn't, that I needed to work on myself a little bit more. I needed to serve myself a bit more, find my balance, search for my voice. And that summer, I'd picked up a copy of National Geographic and the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation was on the cover. The cover read, "In the spirit of Crazy Horse, the rebirth of a Sioux Nation." And there was this young Lakota boy riding a horse across the plains. And I read that article, and it was as if every spirit, past or present, connected to that story came out of that magazine and hugged me in a deep, deep way I have never experienced before, and felt no need to prove or explain. It was just that deep. And I finished the article. I leaned over to my wife, who was sitting beside me, and I said, "I'm going to go there. I want to see what life is like for the people that live there." And there was nothing more to it than that. And one trip turned into three, which became five. I was just there for the 10th time last week. And a journal I was keeping on the first trip evolved into a story I needed to tell, a book I ended up writing and deciding to share. And it all came from listening, you know, just listening to my own voice, not what what I thought others thought I should be doing, but what I felt deep down inside in my soul, listening with my heart, not just my head,
It's a skill we're not taught, really. It's a, you know, especially in school, we're taught, you know, memorize and ask questions, and but so many people are just listening, waiting for their turn to speak, and not really listening with the heart, like you said. And even in the business world too, there is kind of that, there can be that disconnect between the head and the heart.
Big time. I love how you said that. A skill we're not taught. Our culture really trains us to be head or brain driven. And of course, what you really need, and Indigenous peoples know this, and we all do, and we stop and think about it, you need balance. You need an equal balance between heart and head. But I was really tilted much towards head, and that to me was obligation, responsibility, what I thought others thought I should be doing, and especially, like you say, in the business world, that can be so much about 24/7, bigger, better, more, go, go, go. It's a really easy world to lose balance, and often the executive or the leader can be the one that's pushing himself or herself, and therefore everybody else on the team, into imbalance.
Absolutely. And I'm really excited. When we come back from this short break, Kevin Hancock's going to talk with us more about business leadership styles and about what he learned finding center in the land of Crazy Horse, and how that actually helped him integrate new techniques for being a better leader. So stay tuned. I'm Dr. Kelly, and Lucid Planet Radio will be right back after this short break.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Renkel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty, because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Tune in to Dynamics of Diversity Radio, scripting the new narrative for immigration with leading experts Kripa Upadhyay and Steve Tanijo on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will remove the noise that often accompanies discussions on this topic and share a new perspective on the dynamics of immigration and diversity, ever reminding us that together we are all at the core of innovation, excellence, and positive change. Visit OrbitLawPLLC.com for upcoming topics.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status?
Colette Marie Steffen, is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and my guest today is Kevin Hancock, who is talking with us about his new book, Not For Sale, Finding Center in the Land of Crazy Horse. Before we continue, though, I want to make sure that everybody knows how to contact you, Kevin, to find out more about your book and your company, Hancock Lumber, and more.
Great. Thank you. So the book website is Kevin D as in David, Hancock.com, www.kevindhancock.com. And then Hancock Lumber, you can find right on the website as well. And then my email is khancock@hancocklumber.com. And then we also sell a lot of books on Amazon. So those are some of the best ways to do it. If you go to the book website, though, you can use PayPal. The delivery is free, and I sign those orders. So it's a great way to kind of get a personalized copy of the book if it speaks to you.
Very cool. And I also want to mention, I have an extra copy to give away. If anybody is interested, you can connect with me on Facebook and Twitter and just let me know you want a copy of Not For Sale. So just go on the Lucid Planet's Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Send me a message. We'll be giving one of those away at some point during the show or after. Now, Kevin, since we're talking about your company, Hancock Lumber, why don't you tell me a little bit about the company and kind of what happened that kind of put you on this journey of seeking change?
Sure. So I'm part of the sixth generation of my family to be connected to the company. Our company
pretty
began
amazing.
Doing business in 1848, before the first cannonball was fired in the Civil War. And ironic to this story, the same decade the great Sioux War Chief Crazy Horse was born. And anyway, in 2007, as most people will remember, the national housing and mortgage markets collapsed. And it was a really dramatic economic event for the whole country, but extra so in the housing industry, and put our company under a lot of stress. And in 2010, at the peak of that collapse, I began to have trouble talking. When I went to talk, Kelly, all the muscles in my throat would spasm and squeeze and contract, and my voice got very, very broken and weak, and at times impossible to hear. And worse yet for me, it felt like it took a major athletic feat to push out just a few sentences. Mm-hmm. Talking left me sore, dizzy, out of breath, and not wanting to say very much. And I went to doctors and ultimately got diagnosed with spasmodic dysphonia, which is a rare neurological voice disorder that affects only speech with no known cause and no known cure. My voice is actually like as good as it could ever be right now, because one of the treatments is I get periodic Botox injections into my throat that sometimes work. And Botox is a muscle relaxant, and it tricks the system for a few weeks or a couple months into functioning normally. But I found myself at the peak of the housing market collapse trying to help run a lumber company without the consistent use of my voice and no idea what was going to happen next. I couldn't really talk.
Do you think that this is kind of like one of these like spiritual illnesses or like a healing crisis, where we kind of manifest things in the body that are reflective of challenges we need for our soul?
I totally do. And I know that to be true for me and my soul. And my book deals with that in great length. There's no medical doctor would say that's what happened. But it, to me, it was my soul's way of getting my attention and getting me to stop, think, listen to the world around me. And as I was listening to the world around me, as I say it, Kelly, I began to hear whispers, and it was the voice of my own soul. And I'd just been so caught up in my roles and responsibilities and the churn of the external world that I'd lost track of kind of, you know, the essence of who I was, and that separate of all my roles, I was a soul on a journey. And the partial loss of my voice was a wake-up call from my soul that fortunately I heard and followed.
And it's a great thing that you did. So many people, they go through these kind of healing crises and they almost hunker down and become even more resistant because change is scary. And having to admit that maybe you haven't been living your life to your fullest potential or in the best way for your spirit or whatever you want to call it, that's also scary. And if you're like me, you know, I'm so stubborn, I don't want to admit when I'm wrong. But like, sometimes, you know, we have to. And so let's take it back to Kevin. So you came down with this disorder, this kind of no exact explanation and no cure. What did you hope to achieve, I guess, is my question? Or what did you, let me rephrase, did you know what you were seeking when you went on your quest? How's that?
No, originally I did not. And I didn't even know originally what I was going to do. I kept stumbling into solutions or down a path and just got better at following it. Originally, everything I did was defensive, but think about the power of this. So someone at the company would come to me with an issue or a problem or a question, and they'd ask me, because I was the quote unquote boss, but I knew because of my voice, I wasn't going to be able to give a long answer. So Kelly, I started saying, simply, "That's a great question. What do you think?"
Oh, wow.
And guess what I learned? What I learned in really short order is people knew. They had great ideas and great answers already, but they just thought they were supposed to, you know, follow a system and bring it to the boss, or maybe they just needed a little bit of support and verification. But
this is really important.
Yeah,
micromanaging.
No, exactly. And so I, you know, defensively, I don't even take any credit for this. Defensively, I started, when you can't talk, you listen. And I got really good at asking questions, sharing the stage, inviting others to lead. And I ultimately came to see the loss of my own voice, which I thought was a curse or a problem, as a blessing and a calling and an opportunity to strengthen the voices of others. And then it hit me what a powerful organizational tool it could be. What if we could create an organization, in this case, a company, where everybody led, where everybody got to speak with their own voice? Wouldn't an organization where everybody led be more dynamic, more humanly beneficial, and more successful than a traditional one where just a few people held all the cards and did all the talking?
100%.
Right?
100%. Well, and I love that you said, I just want to take it back for 1 minute. I am a huge believer that the worst things that happen to us become the best things that happen to us. And we see it time and time again in people's stories. Literally, like the worst thing you can imagine, like you said, it becomes a huge blessing, and it gives you wisdom and knowledge and strength. And so just an aside, for those of you listening out there who you feel like, oh, this is the worst thing, whether it's a sickness or losing something, losing your business, whatever, sometimes that experience of that loss is what catapults you into even greater happiness and success and fulfillment in the future. So never lose faith is what I'm saying.
So true.
So true. And on that note, Kevin, I know we only have a couple minutes, like 3 minutes to the break. I would love to know about the meaning of the title of your book, Not For Sale.
Yeah, so it has dual meaning, and sometimes I have to explain it because people will look at the title and they'll say, "Oh, that's so nice. Your book is free," and then and then I feel bad, and I have to. I'm like, no. So, Not For Sale has two meanings: one for the people of the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, which we can talk more about after the break about them in detail, maybe. But they. In the 1930s, short story, they began filing a series of lawsuits against the federal government for the taking of their land back in the second half of the 19th century. And as you can imagine, they got thrown out of court and overruled. But in 1980, they ended up before the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled in their favor that the government had violated their Fifth Amendment rights by taking their land without just compensation. And they awarded the Sioux what was then the value of the land plus the interest. But the Sioux tribes came back to the podium and said to the judges, "No, I'm sorry, Your Honors, you don't understand. Our land's not for sale."
Yeah.
And they won't take the money. The money still sits in trust. And they, the principle is more important to them. And then the second part of the title, Not For Sale, was a personal meaning. I came to see that I wanted to define myself more broadly than just a business person, and that I too was not for sale. Not because I lost interest in the business role, but because I came to see it more clearly as a role and one part of a balanced human experience that I wanted to have. And I wanted to live and define myself more broadly than just that role. And that in that way, I too was not for sale.
That's fantastic. And again, a great point. We do get lost in our roles. And very quickly, I got to sit in Ram Dass's pool in Hawaii like 5 years ago, true story, where he talked about the first time he ate psychedelic mushrooms and how he realized he wasn't his roles. And he felt himself like completely separate and be totally free. And like he just said, he melted into the couch and didn't exist because he suddenly realized all of these roles were actually just prisons that are keeping us like from being everything we can be. So cool. Like, I love cool story, bro. I love that story. But the point is that not only are you more than your role, but so is everybody else. And when you start to see people for their true humanness outside of their role, that's really where we find our unity and togetherness. So we're going to talk more about that after the break. Kevin Hancock will be here to continue talking about Not For Sale. And we're going to talk a little bit about kind of Lakota tribe that he was with, the Vision Quest, and also a little bit about evolutionary astrology. So if you're into that, stay with us, and we will be right back in a minute.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com, that's Jen with two N's, morgan.com, or call 206-9000. 972-5366.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
We are back on Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly, and I am here with author and businessman Kevin Hancock, who is talking with us about his new book, Not For Sale, Finding Center in the Land of Crazy Horse. Now, when we left off before the break, in case you're just tuning in, we've been talking about what it takes to recognize your roles and also to realize that you are more than your roles. And Kevin, one of the ways that you kind of helped yourself to discover this is by going on this personal journey. And I'm very curious how your kind of transformational journey is similar to that ancient Lakota vision quest, right?
Yeah, right. So was I. It really struck me when I started taking these trips, these solo trips from Maine, 2,000 miles away to the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, kind of the biggest, poorest, most historic, disenfranchised of all the Sioux reservations on the Northern Plains, that when I was leaving my own tribe alone for a few days or a week at a time, Kelly, to really search for some things I was thinking about, it the power that gave me was incredible. And then I started learning about the Lakota Vision Quest, right, which is one of their seven sacred rites, and how that act that I was living was actually built into the very essence of their culture, their old culture, and how powerful a vision quest, a modern day vision quest, was. And I came to believe that in this day and age, if fewer people were receiving a vision, the Lakota called it Hamble Chi'a, which translated means to cry for a vision. We're seeking a vision or a personal path in life. It was only because fewer people were looking, and that seeking was the biggest step in finding. It was so interesting to read and learn from the tribal elders about the vision quest, right? Because in the old days, everyone could go and everyone could receive a vision. That opportunity was within everyone's reach.
And do you think we still have that? We just don't know that it's an opportunity?
I do, because also in Lakota spirituality, we are holy, we are sacred. You know, the core of what they believe is that everything that lives or has lived or exists is related. It's all made up of the same stardust, if you will. And that,
yes.
And yeah, you know, and that Holy Spirit, that which created that magic that created that, it lives in all of us. And that by looking inward for our own truth and voice and path, we can find that personally holy or sacred spirit or power within us. But like you were talking about at the beginning of the show, with an external world like this election that's so darn like loud and draining, it's easy to lose track of the fact that, as Joseph Campbell used to say, the great American mythologist, that we are the truth we seek to know.
Yes. Well, and you know, it's so funny, even quantum physics and science is kind of supporting that idea that we are all made up of the same exact stuff. And we have the same, just slightly different alignments, if you will, but really our body's mostly empty space when you get right down to the quantum level, just like everything else. And so my joke is, you know, everything's made of star stuff, but so is trash. So you're not that special, but you are though. That's the beautiful thing. It's like, you're not a unique snowflake, but you are. And that's, I think, the struggle of the human condition. We're all unique and it's beautiful, but there is a core oneness that we all share that is also something we need to address. And, you bring up Joseph Campbell, one of my absolute heroes, idols, you know, you make a lot of references to him in the book. And part of, for me, what Joseph Campbell's influence is just reminding us how similar we all are.
Yes, same for me. And this experience really opened my eyes to that too. As I was traveling back and forth to this, you know, this community, this reservation community, right in the middle of the country that was the poorest place in America, that had still not yet recovered from what I thought was ancient history, you know, things like the winning of the West or Columbus's discovery, and learned about Lakota spirituality and that all things are one thing. It really made me think about tribalism, Kelly. Mm-hmm. You know, and the nature of tribalism in the modern age and how many artificial boundaries and borders separate us that aren't real. We think they're real, but they're not. And that if you back your circle up far enough, your view of the world up far enough, you are looking at a single human tribe sharing a single planet. But we've convinced ourselves we're different. And how do we, you know, respect our ancestry and our traditions and our own cultures, but also embrace each other and get connected in a single human tribe? That's, to me, the great opportunity of the Aquarian age.
I love that. I mean, I'm right there with you. I always talk about, like, we're all human brothers and sisters, even though we might look differently or speak different language. Like, the culture is, it's a natural evolution, but that doesn't make us unable to get along with each other. And I think that that's just so incredibly important, and we lose that perspective. And I don't know if you know this, Kevin, but I've written a lot about, like, the transformational festival scene, which have good and bad elements. But one of the elements that I think is the most interesting is it's very tribal. It's a bunch of people outside dancing with fire, like listening to drum beats and music. And you can't help but think, like, this is what our ancestors have been doing on this land for like 50,000 years. And we're kind of reconnecting with those tribal roots without even fully realizing it.
Yeah, well, I think I didn't know that. I just wrote it down because I'm really interested. I'm going to read what you've written. But I thought a lot about this, too, and I experienced it firsthand. There is a lot to contemplate and connect with in the indigenous wisdom that still lives on this planet, because you look at the different native tribes or communities around the globe, and there is a lot of similarities in the beliefs and the traditions of people who never met, you know, cultures that never interacted. And when you see those similarities, I think you have to stop and consider the kind of the universal wisdom or truth that still lives there. And I actually came to believe that in looking at what the people at Pine Ridge call their old ways, the old customs of the Sioux, that you could actually see a modern path forward for any individual human, for any tribe, and for the entire planet, that they held the keys to their own and possibly to the entire planet's future.
Wow. It's just, it's completely amazing. And, again, this all harkens to that idea of like, we can, if this is true, then that means we can also empower ourselves and work together for change. I really believe that. If we already have these roots, like I know Carl Jung called it the collective unconscious, right? And that's kind of where Joseph Campbell pulls from too, this idea that how can all of these different mythologies appear across the world simultaneously when people who have no contact? And of course, if you're a fan of my show, you know, I've had Graham Hancock on the show. His book Supernatural and other ones really addresses this in incredible detail of all of the different mythologies that emerged across the globe kind of at the same time when they apparently had no contact. Was it aliens? You know, did we have technology that allowed people to make contact? Who knows? But the point is, like, we do have a shared cultural history. And if you're living on, let's say, American soil, there is a history and a heritage here that goes far beyond our European roots and ancestries. And Kevin, I loved your apology that you had in the book and the way you really wanted to kind of highlight this culture and kind of like let people know, like, there's been a lot of hardships and conflict, but we can make peace with what's happened and kind of help work together with our indigenous peoples.
Yeah, right. Exactly. There's a scene in the book, you know, once I'd been to Pine Ridge enough times and really understood their current situation, their history, I was driving through the Black Hills and it hit me. I just pulled over the car and started writing an apology. And I came to believe, and I shared that apology. You can find it on the book's website. But I came to believe that that apologies aren't meaningful. That apologies are meaningful when they're sincere, and they aren't meant to change the past. They're meant to change the future. And I think that that awareness, connectivity, and engagement in and of itself are really powerful acts. People ask me what I do at Pine Ridge, and I kind of laugh, Kelly, and I say, well, I don't really do very much. I just hang out with the people there. I like the people there. I think they're interesting and important, and you know, I believe in them, and I just go there and I hang out with them. And I think, you know, having no role, so I have no role or responsibility. And I actually see that as an advantage, because I can just connect with people on a human level for no other reason than we are human.
And that is enough.
It is.
Right there. That is enough. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Kevin Hancock and I are going to wrap up the show. We're going to talk a little bit about the evolutionary astrology part of kind of the vision quest. And also, Kevin's going to share with us some of the kind of newly developed leadership skills and styles that have come as a result of his journey. So if you're into business leadership, you're going to want to stick around to hear the end. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Are you sick of feeling overworked with no motivation? Take a break from the daily grind. Life coach Nicole Eisler is here to provide a healing journey of optimism. Passionate and caring, Nicole is no ordinary soul. Her dedication to helping everyone has no limit. Witness the power of positivity. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific for Positivity Party Radio with Nicole Eisler on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit BigDreamAwakening.com.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters,
from the light beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of sheer alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
Welcome back to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly. I am here with Kevin Hancock, and we have been talking about his incredible transformational journey featured in the book, Not For Sale, Finding Center in the Land of Crazy Horse. Kevin, it's been a great show, and I feel like I still have a lot of things I want to talk to you about, so better get moving. One question that I have, I have a lot of listeners. I'm very interested in astrology. I would love it if you could briefly share with us how your evolutionary astrological reading impacted your journey and your story.
Yeah. So the first thing that got me listening and thinking, the second thing actually, was the loss of my voice in 2010, partial loss. But prior to that, Kelly, in about 2008, my mom, as a gift, had given me an evolutionary astrology reading done by a woman who I'd never met, but who is now a dear friend from Palo Alto, and the reading came to me on a CD disc, and when I sat and listened to it, it stopped me in my tracks how a woman I'd never met could be kind of speaking to the deepest essence of my own soul. I was like, how could this happen? And then I got learning more about evolutionary astrology, and it really interested me. It's got three basic tenets, one, and some of which we've talked about. The first is that everything that has or does live is related. It's all made of the same stardust. Mm-hmm. And then even trash. And then second, that stardust has a mission. It has a purpose, and that is it wants to evolve. It wants to learn, it wants to grow, and it wants to evolve, whether it's a tree or a lion or a human. Yep. And then third, and this was the real leap, but I loved it. The third idea is that as to humans, the soul is the being and the body is a vessel. And that forever changed that one idea, the way I thought about myself or the way I see others, and that souls have multiple incarnations, to wrap it all up, across time for the purpose of learning and evolving. And whether you believe that or not, I became convinced that it was just pretend you believe it, because it'll take you in the right direction, because where that takes you is to really listen and watch everything that's coming your way, to think about the messages and the lessons and the opportunities and the path with which your soul wants to grow. And one of the basic notions is that each soul or spirit has a high end of how it functions and a low end. And I think every human being can relate to that.
Wow.
And your lessons are really that is your lesson map. It's really about knowing the high end and the low end of who you are when you're at your very best or how you feel your worst about yourself, and that you are here to try to move more consistently towards the best of who you are and away from the worst of who you are. And that again, is an inside, internal, looking inward job, not an external, you know, the external distractions that take us off that.
Absolutely. I have to say, I completely agree with all three tenets of that worldview. And like you said, I'm a skeptic and a scientist, and I didn't believe in anything. But then things happened that changed my perspective and that kind of showed me proof, or I chose to actually see it and therefore started to experience it. So I would love to talk more with you about this off the air, or email me her name if she's still doing readings, because I want one of these readings.
I will do that. Cool. And I might even mention, because she's just so good. Her name is Deborah Dooley, D-O-O-L-E-Y. And if you Google her, her website will come right up. She's a clinical psychologist who came to learn over time that this evolutionary astrology tool was the most powerful way she had come across to help people stop and look inward at the essence of who they were and where they were trying to go on a soul's level, not on a material external level, but on a soul's level.
I love that. It's how I feel like as a psychologist, sometimes the best tools have nothing to do with psychology. You just got to go for it. but that's great. Thank you. I'm definitely going to look into that. And we've only got a couple minutes left, Kevin. It goes by so fast. So what I would really love to ask you about is, you know, how you integrated what you learned on your journey with your business leadership styles, with finding balance and listening and other ways. I know we were talking about the break about what it really means to be selfish and how it's not always a bad thing. I'd love to just hear your thoughts on all of that as we wind up the show.
Yeah, there was one big internal learning and then one big external learning. And the internal is always the most important. So the internal learning was, for me, that done right, being selfish was selfless. Because what I found, Kelly, is the more I was listening to my own voice and daring to follow it, that the stronger or more whole or balanced I was becoming, and that was in turn making me more valuable to others, which again became so obvious when we, you know, when we do those things, that which makes us light up, lose track of time, that which makes you, that's when you're on your sacred spirit. And that's when you cannot help but in a lovely, contagious way, spread that spirit to others. So that was the big internal learning. And then the leadership learning really tied to the astrology. I began thinking a lot about the Aquarian age, which has just dawned, and that we were in a leadership opportunity for a leadership transition from the Piscean age to the Aquarian age, and how leadership needed to be different in the new age. In the Piscean age, if you think about it, it was all about the single savior leader. So there was one voice that spoke for the group often historically, whether it was in the household or in the church or in the corporation or in the nation state. And that one person gave everybody else their marching orders, or spoke for, was the voice of the group. But in the Aquarian age, and I think this ties to all the stress and tension we're seeing today because it's slowly playing out. In the Aquarian age, increasingly, one soul at a time, people are no longer good with that. They want to know their own truth. They want to have their own voice. And so I think leadership in the Aquarian age is about leaders being quiet, leaders showing restraint, leaders creating a platform for everyone to have a voice. If the hallmark of the Piscean age, from a leadership perspective, was overreaching, those who held the power going too far, doing too much, the key trait in the Aquarian age was restraint, creating a platform where everybody could lead. And so we've gone about, in our company as an example, institutionalizing systems designed to push power out from the center to help encourage managers and supervisors to actually do less, not more, to say less, not more, and to create space, safe space, for everyone to share their voice, to take responsibility for what they do, and that the power of every voice is much bigger than the power of a few voices, and that you can actually take, you know, those kind of out there, what some might think of as astrological ideas, that you could actually take that back into the rough and tumble world of industry, even the lumber business, and incorporate that in a powerful way. And that's where I felt really blessed was or I felt the calling actually as someone because of the position I was in, who could actually take these ideas and integrate them, you know, not drop out, if you will, or have to leave my work, but to integrate it so that you're bringing these things into the daily lives of people, not running from it. Because the only path, you know, you've got to come back to the world we live in, and you've got to find ways to integrate the new thinking, yes. not just to fight the system or fight the government or fight business or fight the church or fight the household right. structure. You've got to integrate it. And that was the real blessing that I felt I learned and had an opportunity to put to the test.
That's amazing. Kevin, I want to thank my guest, Kevin Hancock, so much. It's been wonderful to have you on the show, sharing such great information. I had a wonderful time today. Please tune in every week. That's all we have time for. I'll be here next Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Mountain, 2 p.m. Pacific. And you can find out more about us at thelucidplanet.com. Find me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram as well. The Lucid Planet and Lucid Planet Radio for all of our podcasts. And if you would like a copy of Not For Sale, Finding Center in the Land of Crazy Horse, hit me up on social media and I will make that happen. Next week, I am thrilled to welcome the crystal expert Judy Hall to the show. She's coming all the way from the UK to talk with us about the crystal skulls. So I'm really stoked about this. Light and love to everybody. Good vibes. And remember, unity and love trumps all. I will see you next week. Bye.
You've been listening to the hit show, Lucid Planet Radio, with renowned psychologist and author, Dr. Kelly Neff. Tune in each week as we illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. This hit show will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake up to the greatest version of yourself. Learn how to navigate the global shift of consciousness as you explore the deeper knowledge, passion, and purpose within. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for upcoming show topics and to contact Dr. Kelly.